Democratic voters in Maine and 13 other states will get their chance to weigh in on the presidential nomination contest on Tuesday. It's known as Super Tuesday, and while Maine is a relatively small player in determining the outcome, several of the contenders are spending money here. Steve Missler has our story.
Maine's presidential primary on Tuesday will be its first in nearly 20 years and marks a change from a caucus system widely criticized by both Republicans and Democrats after voters endured long lines to express their preferences 4 years ago. Maine lawmakers hope that by joining Super Tuesday, Maine would draw more attention and visits from presidential contenders. And it has, sort of.
Donald Trump has a lot of people who they've turned the Republican Party into a cult, and he is going to be very difficult to beat.
That was former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg at a campaign stop in Scarborough in early February. He's one of a handful of candidates who's come to Maine, which has the second fewest available delegates of all Super Tuesday states, just 24, while California has the largest at 415. The billionaire was a late entrant into the race and skipped the early primary states, including New Hampshire and South Carolina. Super Tuesday marks the first time Bloomberg will appear on any state's primary ballot, and he's been trying to make up ground by spending big on television ads like this one.
Mike Bloomberg for president. Jobs creator. Leader. Problem solver.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign has bought a modest amount of TV time in Maine, and she's using digital ads like this one on Facebook to blunt any potential momentum that Bloomberg might have.
Big money is powerful, but it doesn't always win. When I ran against an incumbent Republican, Bloomberg raised big money for him, but I beat him anyway. I'm Elizabeth Warren, and I approve this message because I believe our democracy should work for you, not the billionaires.
Warren trails Bloomberg in Maine, according to a recent poll conducted by Colby College that shows her in fifth place among the Democratic hopefuls. Ahead of her are Bloomberg and former Vice President Joe Biden, in third and fourth, respectively. Biden hasn't campaigned here, but the two frontrunners in the Colby poll have.
And our job is to tell them, sorry, we are coming together, and we're going to create a country and an economy that works for all of us, not just you.
That was Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders speaking during a rally at Port City Music Hall in Portland over the Labor Day weekend. He's the frontrunner nationwide and in last week's Colby poll. Like Warren and Bloomberg, Sanders has a robust team of volunteers on the ground in Maine, and he's hoping to repeat his big win here in 2016. He's also running ads here in hopes of eclipsing his moderate challenger, Pete Buttigieg, the South Bend, Indiana mayor, who, along with the Get Out the Vote operation in Maine, is also buying digital and television spots.
Picture that first day Donald Trump is no longer the president. The sun's going to come up over a country even more divided with crises that still require urgent action.
Buttigieg delivered a similar message when he held a rally before a sold-out crowd in Portland last August. His campaign is hoping that fades by Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, who was appearing in Portland Saturday and buying ads here, and Joe Biden, who isn't, will help him consolidate moderate voters. Super Tuesday in Maine could help him do that. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.